I'm going to do something today that a lot of people who are in any kind of expert or leadership or, influencer type role are afraid to do. I'm going to go against myself. I'm going to go against my own advice. I'm going to give you different advice than I may have given you in the past. And it has everything to do with picking your freelance niche, your freelance copywriting niche, because so many of my audience are copywriters. But even though I'll talk about copywriting, it's any freelance niche and really any service business, any client business niche, any expert, coach niche, any consultant niche. I'm going to go against my own advice and give you something that I think is a bit more flexible. And so that's what we'll talk about today, the best way to pick a freelance niche. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so this is a Mailbox Monday episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets where I answer your questions. And I was looking through some of the recent submissions, and I guess I've done this a couple times recently. I realized that there were so many people asking essentially the same question that I'm going to come at it again. And I'm going to come at it from a different angle. I'm going to come at it in a way that I think will be particularly helpful after reading a bunch of these questions. And with so many questions on how do I pick my niche, how do I pick the best niche, how do I narrow in on the best niche, I thought that it's just worth addressing this again. So here's what I'll tell you. Despite the fact that I have often said you need to pick a group of clients and go after them, you need to pick a niche, you need to pick a small group of clients and go after them, that's not exactly what I did getting started. So for my first few years in marketing, actually my first 5 years of making a living in marketing and copywriting, I did not work in the niche where I've done the most work at this point. I actually worked in a lot of different niches. My first client wasn't even a direct response client. This was actually, I call him a client because that's how I always thought of it, but it was a full-time job opportunity working with a IT training publisher, a company that published training for computer professionals, right? And that's not, that company wasn't a direct response company. The niche is not a traditional direct response niche. And yet there was a ton of opportunity there. We were making millions and millions and millions of dollars, and the companies continued to grow and expand and snowball from the work that I was doing there. And now they're making tens of millions of dollars, at least last time I checked. And so that was one niche that I did some work in, and I did some work in like the marketing expert space where my first freelance client was that, and I did some work in the supplement space, and I did some work with all sorts of different clients that were just willing to pay me to write copy. And let's see, I did a lot of work in the self-help personal development space for a little bit, and I did some in the business opportunity space. And all of these things were places that I was getting work and working with clients and completing projects and generating income. And it was all contributing to me making a living in marketing before I ever ended up working with my first investment publisher, my first financial publisher, where I've done most of my work really since 2010, although not so much in the last couple of years. I'm focused on a little bit different vertical. Still, it was 5 years of making a living in marketing before I really narrowed in on the niche that became my niche for the majority of my freelance career to date. And so, you have to recognize that even though I say this, you do want to focus in on a narrow group of clients. It may not be your final niche that you are aiming to become successful in. So, for example, I knew that I wanted to be a financial direct response copywriter, but I didn't know enough about copywriting and direct marketing and investing out of the gate to really feel comfortable approaching those businesses. And so it actually took having some experience in marketing before I really felt comfortable going down those rabbit holes. And I recognized that. And so even though it was a destination that I wanted to get good and get into that niche, that it wasn't like the only place for me, and it wasn't the only place that I could make money and you know, pay my bills and earn a living and so on. And so in the meantime, what I was doing was I was experimenting with a lot of other opportunities that came up. Either they were opportunities that I found or that somehow found their way to me, or they were opportunities that I created by approaching people out of the blue and saying, hey, I would like to work with you. And so what that was about, it was about putting in the reps. It was about doing the work. It was about generating income. It was about doing everything that I could to continue to build my skill as a copywriter, as a marketer, recognizing that, you know, life is long and careers are long. And even though it can feel very urgent to want to accomplish your goals today, sometimes the goals that you want to accomplish are bigger than what you can do today, and you need to work your way towards them. You need to develop your skills and capabilities and confidence and all those things that are required to succeed in achieving those goals. And so you want to pick a niche, like the best way to pick a freelance niche. The best way, actually, I talked about this in a recent episode, the best way to do any kind of market research is to put offers out there, right? And so I talked about things like welcome mat offers and low price offers, entry point offers. But that doesn't just apply to that type of, you know, product that is scalable and so on. That also applies to picking a freelance niche. You should pick something, right? Like, I had another response to another person recently where they were saying, oh, how can I find my clients? And I know that most people who ask that question, they have not gotten specific enough about who they're looking for and who they're ready to help in order to just be able to identify, okay, here's the 100 companies or 20 companies or 1,000 companies that are a best fit for this. Because for example, when I decided to get into financial copywriting and I knew that I wanted to be a freelancer, I didn't want to work in-house, and I knew that I wanted to work with financial companies that used long copy, like long sales letters and direct response copy and emotional direct response copy. When I knew that I wanted those things, then I was able to come up with a list. I was able to do a bunch of research, come up with a list of a number, like this is the Dream 100 strategy that Chet Holmes teaches in his book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. But you don't have to go for 100. I came up with a list of maybe a couple dozen financial publishers that I thought might be a good fit for me. And specifically, I was looking for companies that were outside of the Agora universe, because at that time, Agora was pretty much only hiring in-house people, especially younger. And Agora is a very big financial publisher. So I was looking for anybody that was a non-Agora financial publisher. And then I looked at all their websites and I looked at all their marketing, and I went through like emails that I'd gotten by being on various lists. And I looked at who was actually doing the kind of marketing that I wanted to do and who wasn't. And so I narrowed it down to this list of publishers in the investment newsletter space who were using the type of marketing that I wanted to work with. And I identified that those are the people that I want to work with. And if you're having trouble identifying, like, how do I find my clients? It's because you haven't been specific enough about it yet. You know, for that, it was me saying, I want to try getting in with this group of publishers, right? And then you're going to try, you're going to really, like, you just have to do it. You have to make offers. You have to put offers out into the marketplace, and you have to ask people to respond. And when you ask them to respond, you're going to get some kind of feedback, right? And that feedback may be great feedback. It may be bad feedback. It may be, you know, when can we start? It may be you're not qualified for this position yet. Like, it could be all sorts of things, right? And so you pick a niche. Just any niche that you think might have opportunity and interest for you. And in the past, like, I have a different video where I talked about your ikigai, like the four questions you can ask. And so it's what do you love? It's what does the world need? What can you be paid for? And what are you good at, right? And so try to find something that's maybe in a mix of that, a niche, an industry that you want to serve, that you think you have value to provide, that you can identify a problem, a challenge that they face that you can solve with your freelance services, right? You identify that and you make a hypothesis. We're going to do a little bit of scientific advertising here, right? You make a hypothesis that if I make an offer to these people in this industry, I could do some freelance work for them. And then you do an experiment. You make that offer to those people in that industry. And so there's hypothesis, experiment, and then next you're gonna get a result. And you're gonna be able to see, okay, these people don't wanna talk to me. These people have this reaction to me. These people are ready to talk to me, whatever. And then from that result, you're going to pivot. Now, pivoting isn't always like pivoting away from it. It can be pivoting into it. It can be pivoting towards like doing more of that, which is, you know, like that means that you found a good niche that for now is at least a good fit for you. But it may mean that you know, the other type of pivoting may mean that you found a niche where you just can't get any traction. And so is there something else that you want to do, that you need to do, that you can do? Is there some other group? Is there some modification of how you're presenting your offer or what the specific offer is, etc.? And you experiment in one niche or with, you know, one small group of clients, you experiment in another niche with another small group of clients. You keep experimenting until you find where you find your groove, right? Like where you find it easiest to succeed with freelance clients. And so really the way that you find your niche, the best way to pick a freelance niche is to try some things. Maybe try a few different niches and get clients and do projects in those industries and say like, ooh, it's easy for me to get clients here, but I absolutely hate the work. Or I love this work and these clients they're a little bit challenging to get, but I can still get them and I can succeed. And that's really what I want to pursue and where I want to grow my reputation and grow my client base. Or, you know, any number of different results, but the only way that you actually get those results is by trying things, and you have to try those things. You have to find your niche by actually doing the work, by going out, by making offers. And when you do that, you know, number one, it's like, I didn't really have my niche. I wasn't really into my niche for 5 years, and yet I still made a living in marketing. And that's possible for you to do too, right? Even if you don't have your niche yet. Even if maybe you want to get to one niche, but right now you're working in some others, whatever it is, right? It's all about putting offers out in the marketplace and learning and being open to change, being open to recognizing what I'm doing isn't working or what I'm doing is a stepping stone to something else or whatever it is. You find your niche by going out there and putting offers into the marketplace and doing the work. And if you want more of a detailed breakdown of this, I do offer a free mini course called Launch My Client Business or Launch Your Client Business. And so if you go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/LYCB, the link is in the description, you can get that free mini course. And it actually goes through a much more detailed process of how you can launch your client business successfully using a process that I know works. And even built into that process, I will say that even though I strongly advocate for picking one specific niche, one thing that I recognize is that the first thing you choose is not always going to work out. And you just need to learn from that. And you need to find your next opportunity and your next and just keep taking steps forward until you achieve whatever it is that you're setting out to achieve with your freelance business. So check out the links in the description to that. I would love it. By the way, I'm Roy Furr. This has been a daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I'd love if you do leave a comment with this episode or a review. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you getting out of this? You know, what are you going to do? How are you going to approach finding your niche differently? Also tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share this with more people like you who will find it valuable. Share it with folks directly too. You know, somebody who you know who would find it valuable. And subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. Also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Ah, heck, just go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/LYCB, that link in the description. And when you sign up for that mini course, you'll get these daily episode notifications as well by email, plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. Hope I've delivered it here, and I'll catch you again in the next episode.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.